This podcast contains adult content and adult language. In no way does this reflect the opinions of other contributors of Good Morning Gloucester or Homecast. Your discretion is advised.
Hey, listeners, secret listeners, new listeners, here's a disclaimer on top of the last disclaimer. So tonight we recorded outside, so you're going to hear a lot of vehicles, you're going to hear dogs barking, you're going to hear a lot of chewing. Microphone didn't pick up the way we wanted to, but it was just too hot to be inside. So if you don't know what I'm talking about, go back and listen to a few episodes and then come back to me. Otherwise, enjoy the show. Also, because Gloucester.
Good morning, Gloucester. This is Alicia Unleashed, and this is episode 83.
Whoa.
Yeah, we're getting there. It's 3 years. Yeah. I think, like, right now is 3 years from when we started.
I think right after your birthday in August.
It was in August?
Yeah.
So 83 in 3 years, not the greatest. Would have liked to have been at 100.
And of course he's fucking texting.
And of course, right when we haven't heard any big noises.
I'm keeping this. I don't care.
For, you know, the whole entire time we've been shooting the shit with Anna out here. Now that's what happens. But whatever. It's good. So tonight we are with B-Side.
What up?
And we have a very special guest. We'll get into who she is. We have Anna.
Hi. Anna with a poo in her mouth.
Stuffing her face with some good crackers and cheese that Bridget has out. Oh, we're on location.
Yeah, we're poolside.
We're poolside.
That's awesome. We have
a silent listener dried up tonight. We have Tyler DeWolf sitting right next to me.
He's going
to
be very silent for this one.
He is going to be silent for this one. Normally, normally Tyler will put in his 2 cents, but he'll be just a silent listener tonight. So we're going to start with a hot plate. We have Ken Hecht, our Ward 2 counselor, but I have to be reminded every day by Bridget, Kate, that I don't live here anymore.
Don't put me in that. Do not put me in that.
You remind me every day that I don't live here anymore.
Did you go in Ward 2?
Yes.
Yeah, she lived across the driveway.
Okay, then he's your ward counselor.
Then he's still my ward counselor.
Here's the thing. Here's what's funny. You and I haven't actually talked since last week, so there's that. So I don't know what calendar you have in your head, but I'm pretty confident we don't talk it that often. I was shocked I got a snap from you yesterday.
Last
I was like, what?
Week. That's so crazy.
It happens.
That's so crazy. It's well, it's been busy. It's been busy.
That's my favorite line.
I know. Yeah. I know. I'm stealing it. So lights downtown, they changed them out to LED?
They did. So there, a few of the trees had lights in them, and some of them might have been LED, some of them might not have been, but what Ken and a whole group of volunteers did was they were able to go ahead and get some donations of strings of lights. I think Home Depot was donating their LED lights to put lights on all of the trees downtown.
That's going to be really bright.
They already did it. Actually,
oh, is it really
so
bright?
I think they showed them off at the block party.
Oh.
Because the next morning, I happened to see them still on at 5:15 in the morning. And some of them are on different levels. Because I was like, hey, Ken, I know you guys just installed these lights, but these trees are off and these trees are on. He's like, yeah, they're on different systems. I'm like, noted. I am sorry. And I'm like, it's also 5 o'clock in the morning, so of course they might have, you know,
different
things and stuff like that. So yeah,
right.
Awesome. So but it, from what I can see, it looks charming and pretty.
Nice.
And it'll be delightful. And they did a great job. They had a bunch of people like help out. I think the Gloucester cast actually has gone through and done a whole podcast about it.
Oh wow.
Or at least Ken has sat down with Joey about it. So yeah. You guys can catch that, which pretty sure they won't. But
Ken's been on there multiple times.
Really?
I don't know. Just so you have a hole in your fence over there.
Who's this dog?
Oh yeah. I was like, oh my god,
what's a dog?
There is
this whole episode has already gone to shit. So that is Ginger. Okay. She is our neighbor's dog. What was happening was my neighbor was having to put her over the fence. And then one day, she just made it a hole of her own. So she comes in.
Ginger did?
Yep. She comes and goes as she pleases. She loves to sit in the yard when Tukey's not in here and bark at me when I come home.
Mm-hmm.
And she is amazing at giving side eye.
So she thinks this is her yard?
No, she knows this is Tukey's yard, but she likes to bark at people too. She likes to bark like it's hers.
Okay.
And of course, she also likes to steal Tukey's toys, as Tukey has inherited some of her toys. So they bring toys to each other.
Aww. That's hilarious.
Yeah, so she's going to sit over there, and, you know, I'm sure it's because she saw...
So I don't think she's going to come
too close. Yeah, well, I'm sure she saw Tyler and was like, who is this man in this yard? Another reason why I'm single is because Ginger's like, who's this man? But yeah, so...
She's kind of like a shady corgi.
Yeah,
kind
she's
of corny, but she is kind of like giving me a squint.
She used to be really super adorable, and now she just barks at me and like gives me hella shade every time I pull into the driveway. She'll be like up here in my like flower bed just staring at me and start barking. I'm like, my yard. This is my yard. Sometimes she'll be out here first thing in the morning when we come home from our walk. She'll start barking. I'm like, still my yard.
That's so funny.
But yeah. So there's that.
She is cute though.
Yeah.
So John Jerome, we've had him on the podcast before. We are super fans. He is actually at the studio this Saturday. He just played
from 7 to 9.
7 to 9 outside. And even last week he did Harbor Loop.
Yep.
And from what I heard, it was an awesome, he was with his band. It wasn't just him.
Right.
At the Harbor Loop. So awesome. So go check him out this Saturday. And then trending in national news right now is the ESPY Awards was last night. Tom Brady, Player of the Year. But that was not the most talked about of the ESPY Awards last night. It was the Arthur Ashe Award, where 140 women came forward.
They were honored.
Honored.
It was the 140 women that stood up and filed complaints against... Larry Nassar, who was the Olympic gymnastics coach, who had sexually assaulted 140, if not more, women and children.
Why more than
there is more, but
140.
Those are the ones that were listed that were known of.
Right.
And Allie Reisman, who is actually from New England, she's from Massachusetts, she's from Needham, gave a great speech about people that enable this behavior. And had they said something or had people not used their power, there wouldn't have been 140 people standing on that stage. Also, what was great was the judge that sentenced Larry Nassar was sitting in the audience, and she was also honored. Thanks, Ginger. You done?
Shade.
But yeah, so I thought that was a good... And you can find that online. It's everywhere and stuff like that, too.
It's very powerful.
Yeah.
I remember... when he was sentenced, and I was at the gym on the treadmill, just crying, like, just because you could, you know, it was just subtitles, this is so silly, but, like, the subtitles, what everybody was saying against him, and I was just, like, sobbing, because these girls, like, yeah, it's like they're, you know, they're there to, they want to be,
right,
yeah, yeah. It's so emotional to think about, and I'm so proud of them for standing up, and I hope that guy...
He
drops the soap. I don't know. Can I say that?
Yeah.
No, well, we can't say much more than that. Like,
he definitely already got raped. Yeah. So there's that. Not to my people, but it has been known.
Yes.
Sorry, Tyler. You're gonna have to learn this at some point. good.
Good. Five lessons. Number one: don't drop the soap.
But this also talks about, like, having Tyler here and talking about this. This kind of what we were talking about before we even started recording was things that they don't teach you in schools. Like, they don't teach you proper sexual education. They teach you the body functions. They don't teach you about consent and what's consent and what's not. What's touching and what's not touching. Like, what's appropriate, what's not appropriate. Like, no one has the right to put their hands on you.
Yeah.
And also self-defense. People are like, well, she punched him and he just put his hand on her. She didn't want to be touched. Like, don't fucking touch me. Like, I tell people that all the time. And now I'm trained in it. So the next time someone puts their hands on me and I don't want to be touched, they're going to learn a very hard lesson.
Yeah.
I might break fingers because apparently, according to my physical therapist, I have way too much power in my upper body. I was like, really? That's exciting news. Thanks, buddy. That's so cool. But teaching, if they had proper sexual education, there probably wouldn't be this many, like, issues going on.
Yeah.
But, I mean, we didn't go. I got how the vagina works, how the uterus works.
Yeah.
I hate it. I don't like it. Every month, I hate it more. You know?
And Tyler's like, I'm so glad I stuck around for this.
Should have gone to the practice.
So glad. So glad.
Mom, can I go to Justino's now?
Yeah, right?
But yeah, like he was saying, like, you know, things that you don't teach you in school. They don't teach cursive anymore. Tyler can't even sign his damn name. They don't teach you what happens with health insurance. They don't, you know, when my mom was in school, they taught you how to write out a check. Not going to teach that anymore. So,
oh, how do you do Venmo? That's exactly what they're going to
do. Right, exactly. So, we were talking about this before, the podcast. And so Anna's reaching out to one of our, counselor at large. She is, right? Yeah. Counselor at large and ask about counselor. Like you had made a great point. Why don't they have these type of classes then at, the senior center on counselor of aging? If you are in your 30s and you have a parent that is older, seniors, well, what age?
We're getting to the point where all of our parents are getting old. I've already attended several of my friends' parents' funerals. It's no longer the grandparents.
Yeah.
It is now parents. And the thing is, every time I have to go, the anxiety kicks in and my therapist gets another appointment from me to be like, what happens if my mom goes
in,
like, you know, I have a friend that's in the nursing home right now who is, very too young to be there. And it's fucking depressing.
Right.
I went in there last night and I was like, yeah, this smell of piss does never go away. No. I never want to smell like, and then I'm like, oh my God, if my mom has to go into this. This was a lot on her when her brother was in there and when her parents were in there, and I'm like, oh my God.
And what do they teach, you know, and then having, like you were saying, have a class on insurance, health insurance, and what happens, and all these things that.
How to fill out a damn tax form, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I mean, thank God for TurboTax, because I wouldn't know how to do it myself. Like,
right.
I want to be, I'm an adult. I want to know how to do these adult things. Like, I don't just want to rely on an app.
Right.
You know?
Right.
Because when the internet finally goes down, we are going to have to go back to the dark ages and fill it out with paper and have to sign our names.
Or, like, knock on people's door and ask if they're home.
Crazy. Well, that's what you have dogs for. They let you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, fuck that kid anyway. Little shit. Since I moved back, I got one round of gnarly teenagers that used to torture her. And then they all grew up. I was like, oh, thank God. And now I got a new round. I'm like, I am definitely Clint Eastwood from Gran Torino, like, with the fucking shotgun. It's going to happen soon. I'm going to stand out here on my deck and be like, get out of my fucking lawn. Not you, Ginger.
Not you, Ginger.
We haven't even heard you.
Oh, thank God.
So, let's talk about our special guest tonight.
Hi. Yeah.
always, it's so funny because I always usually know, the person in some respect, and I've actually known you since we were in third grade.
Yeah.
So, there's only a handful of people that I've literally known since I moved here from Georgia when in third grade, and you're one of them.
Yeah. I remember when I was just thinking about this, like, how long have I known, like, I mean, I've known you since middle school, high school.
Mm-hmm.
I've known you since you've had a southern accent.
Yes.
And you had, like, a little accent, and you were just a quiet Alicia, and you were in my third grade class, and it's just crazy.
To yeah.
Think, like, and how far we've all come as people.
And I have, so when we had cameras 6th, 7th, 8th grade, I mean, I have pictures of you, like, I have albums and albums. I have a picture of you with a bow on your head, I have a picture of you just being crazy, like, you know, I have a ton, like, this is what we did. because we didn't have social media and you didn't have phones you could take pictures with.
And you had to wait 4 or 5 days for Walgreens or Northern Lights to produce, like to develop your photos.
I had a millimeter 110. So yes. Long pink camera. The long shirt. Yeah. Only 12. Oh, we could only take 12 pictures at a time, Tyler.
You had to wait.
You had to wait for those 12 pictures. You
know, it might have been grainy and awful.
You know, it was amazing. Mm-hmm. When I had Talia 18 years ago, you know what they came out with? Because they still had the cameras. They came out with, oh, we're going to give you a digital print of a digital negative.
Yes.
Yeah. A digital negative.
Thing. I used to work at the photo disc, lab. Yeah. A photo lab downtown. And I loved that thing. The contact, the contact sheet or whatever it was called.
Yeah.
I did in high school photo.
That was like the next best thing.
Yeah. I was like, oh, wait, that this tiny great. Little ant, that's Bridget right there.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was awesome. But it's so funny. So, you know, now that it's so funny because, you know, we grew up with John and we come full circle and John's doing his own thing. And now we have Anna, and now Anna has become this part of Gloucester that you might not even know what she's a part of. But when we talk about it, you're going to go, son of a bitch.
It's that bird.
Are you serious? Is that really what
she's
a part of?
That's what she sounds like?
It's so funny. So I don't. Yeah, let's talk about this.
Just say it.
So you're an admin on Because Gloucester.
Because Gloucester.
And
I love that dumpster fire.
So, okay.
No, I'm just kidding. I love it.
How in God's name? So have you been, answer this question. Have you been with it since the beginning? Did you come in at a certain time? Like, how'd you get involved? Because I guess talk about your evolution.
I was not there
evolution.
At the beginning. I mean, I've been a member since probably
when did it start?
I don't even know. I can't even remember.
It's been a long time.
I don't want to call it. I mean, do you know the blog, The Gloucester Clam?
Yes.
Jim Dowd, KT.
Yes.
And all those
hilarious.
People. Yes.
Did that start first?
That was first. Okay. KT had actually written a post just kind of about the silly things that she used to live kind of near like the rum line, like that part
of
Gloucester.
Yep.
And I think she just kind of had this really funny take on like the things that she sees out her front door, like finding the fireball mitt bottles in her
right
and what you know, stuff like that. And she was like, you know, it's all part, you know, the good things, the bad things, the charm of it all.
Right.
And she was like, you know what? Because Gloucester. And then I think after that, maybe just, I don't know if it was her. Yeah, no, like that, a Facebook group started. She became an admin, and then a couple of other people. You
Tristan's
know,
one of
Tristan
them, right?
Tristan was one. Tristan was actually a recent ad.
Oh, okay.
And then Jeremy. So it was Jeremy and KT.
Right.
And I farting around on Facebook. I think it just kind of fit in with my work schedule. I was like, well, I'm always around and friends with all you guys. If you need any help, you know, if you
right.
want to do a Twitter, if you want to do an Instagram or whatever, I, you know, just let me know. I don't mind helping. I don't,
right.
you know, I'm not an argumentative person online. I'm loud, but,
right.
you know. Let me know. And then the opportunity came and they were like, I'll help. And Jeremy said, okay, you know, I'll make you an admin. Come in. And then I don't know how long that's been. Maybe about a year and a half.
Oh, okay.
A year and a half. I've been
it seems
there.
Like and not longer. Are you sure?
I don't know. Yeah. I don't even know. It's
probably.
All a blur.
Probably around a couple of years,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, a couple of years. I remember being made an admin of Because Gloucester, and it was right the first day that I was there.
No, oh, God, what happened?
It makes it sound like the Devil Wears Prada. Like, I walk into the Because Gloucester office. No, just kidding. I'm on my laptop on my day off. And everybody, I kept getting all this spam about some sort of weird identity theft Market Basket gift card. And it was like, send it to 3 of your friends. And it, like, 4,000, not 4,000, but, like,
yeah,
it kept going into this Facebook group. And I was like, what the hell? So I was like, hi, this is spam. Change your Facebook password because you're not right. really going to get a $20 Market Basket gift certificate, because it was just some like weird
right.
scammy thing. And I was like, wow, there's my,
there's your introduction.
Yeah. To tell everybody to pay attention to, yeah, it's been a trip. There have been some really funny posts and some really argumentative posts.
Yeah. So I've been a part of them.
Yeah. So what's it supposed to be about? Like, what is the authentic basis of this?
What I envision, like, when I hear Because Gloucester, like, this Facebook group, is, like, I think of people who, you know, you go to, I was trying to describe this to somebody, you go to New York City, you go to Central Park, you see two homeless people acting out Shakespeare, you look over, you see a local, he shrugs his shoulders and he says, in New York, right?
Right.
So,
right.
You know, or you see, you know, it's, and then you see two people getting engaged or something, you know, like, you know, I don't know why I keep using New York.
Paris or something
like
that.
You know, only in Paris. So when I think about that, it's like, you take the good and the bad and you celebrate the warts, you celebrate
You get served bread at a Chinese restaurant because Gloucester.
Yeah, bread at a Chinese restaurant. Yes. You know? It's just funny, like, in the Facebook group, I want to celebrate how great it is, and I want to
also be like,
let's point out how goofy
anything and everything.
I remember, we have Fiesta, and then we have, the wedding pictures at the gazebo. You know, it's all a part of this weird circle.
And then you have controversial posts like, there's a mattress outside of the crow's nest that Jamie was a part of. Yes. And that shit blew.
Oh my God. Do you remember the, that's the internet.
There's certain things that weren't offensive before that are offensive now.
Yeah.
So where's the line drawn then?
I don't know.
Where's the line drawn?
Well, I know it's at parking, bad parking photos. Fuck,
no,
man.
No shit, man.
My first,
the most simple fucking thing.
My first week.
Oh my God, I know.
It's my crazy. First week on the in the group was in April. Okay? It was in April. And I saw a bunch of people posting, like, bad parking photos. So, of course.
Fire in a Market Basket. Oh my God.
So here I am. I went back a few months. I was like, okay. You know, just doing that. I didn't think I needed to go back 17 fucking months. All of a sudden, it's Easter Sunday, someone in a Jaguar, it could have been a friggin' Honda Civic, I didn't give a damn who it was, parked above the sign that says, from here to the corner, no parking. And I was like, apparently Jesus is cool with this. And everyone ripped into me. Don't you have anything better to do? I'm like, yeah, I'm walking my dog. I'm multitasking, assholes. Like, what is... So I started going, like, what seems to be the problem? What I didn't understand was that they had seen the 14th fucking photo of bad parking that week, and they were tired of it. I'm like, hey, I just joined. Yeah, I didn't know. Sorry, 24 hours ago.
The other thing that really gets me, just about the internet in general, is that the people who comment with the, don't you have anything better to do? It's always like...
Don't you?
Like, you have a... You chose, like, do you know BuzzFeed?
Obviously, yeah,
you know BuzzFeed. Okay. So you know how they're, like, up the Kardashians' asshole all day, every day? Like, everything, it's always a Jenner or a Kardashian doing, wearing, signing, posting, whatever.
Yeah.
And that's, like, I don't really give a shit about the Kardashians. I mean, they're pretty, but I don't really, like, whatever. They're, you know.
I turn the channel as fast for them as I do someone else. Let's just say that.
Yeah. And I just, you know, I don't really, whatever they do, whatever. But, you know. People will read that some people are obsessed with Kylie Jenner and her makeup and her line and all this stuff, and she's a billionaire.
That she just put her name on that? No, yeah, she doesn't actually
her name on
touch
some,
anything.
You know, some what's that brand of makeup? She copied some formulas and allegedly. You know?
Some other team did it for her.
Yeah. So people, like, this is just my thing. Like, I choose to follow the things I like to follow. If I don't like something, I can scroll. I have plenty of hand dexterity to scroll past something that I don't agree with or I don't like or I don't care about. And then it's just funny when the comments come up on a post about Kylie Jenner's piercing her daughter's ears. Why is this news? Who cares about Kylie Jenner's daughter's ears? I don't know. Why the hell are you in this post if you don't care about Kylie Jenner and her ear piercing her daughter's ears? Who gives it? You're exactly right. Who gives a shit about her ear? People in this town.
Then why are you commenting on the post?
Why are you here? People want to talk about how much they think she's pretty, her daughter's adorable, whatever. Okay, let them fangirl. Let them stand. Let them stand for Kylie Jenner. And if you don't care about the Jenners or the Kardashians or Caitlyn or Chris or whoever, or go find something else to do.
Right.
You're not contributing to, you know, the positivity of anybody who cares.
But
about,
some
you
people
know.
Feel so much better when they get that out there. It's like, got them. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I said, who cares? Oh, good for you. Like, go get a job. I don't know.
So we had a huge issue. Also, we had an issue with a crosswalk being placed in front of the DES club.
Oh, okay.
And people are like, just walk across over by Destino's. Isn't there a crosswalk on that side? It's like, if you're coming from Sunbank, you don't want to have to walk all the way down to Destino's to go up Taylor Street.
Yeah.
If you're on the opposite side. Mm-hmm. And it's like, well, people like, well, just jaywalk like everybody else. It's like, at 5:00 at night, this is an international speedway. Mm-hmm. Are you kidding me? Even if you're in the crosswalk, you're going to die.
What did they do with, did they finally pass, like, not parking on that side? Because no, I know that Ken had a meeting.
We had a city council meeting, and let me tell you, of course I did. And guess who was not there? Everyone that was like, "Why do we need a crosswalk there?"
Yeah, exactly.
Those are the important things. We're gonna go to these meetings.
But the thing was like, wait a minute, you were so like gung ho.
All the people that are gung ho, like, I don't need to go to a meeting.
Because I showed up with fire in my veins, waiting, and I was waiting.
So what's
waiting.
Happening? Are they getting rid of it?
They still have to. They still have to. So the crosswalk is going to happen. But they're still working out some logistics and stuff. Like, things don't happen overnight. And I think a lot of people need to understand that. So just because we had a city council meeting, it's just like the city council meetings about dogs on beaches. Just because that happened.
We're still talking about that.
Trigger warning. Sorry.
We're going to have a dog. Oh, here comes the dog. How do you feel about this?
She doesn't like the beach.
It's a thing. You can't be on the beach between, you know,
people still do it.
And October 1st. It is what it is. We fucking have a humongous dog park. Take your dog to the dog park and a story.
Nope. People still bring their dogs to Pavilion Beach.
I don't understand why this is such an issue. Just do what the fucking it says.
Because there's no signs. Because there's no signs yet. They're working on that. The thing is that stuff like this takes time, and people are so impatient nowadays. But it's also
the instant gratification of life.
But it's also a matter of people that you may not be offended that the dog is on Pavilion Beach off leash in the middle of the day when there's not supposed to be dogs. The thing is, though, a lot of people are crazy nowadays. You don't know if someone's just going to go off the handles and like stab you with a rock, you know?
And that's the problem with life.
Well, and that's, I might be part of a murder group. So, you know, I see it a lot. But people are like, that sounds really bad. I'm like, it does sound really bad, but, you know, there's a lot of bad people out there. A lot of bad people.
Yeah.
People are just unglued nowadays because also there's mental health issues.
Yeah.
And I'm not talking about mental health issues where you need to go and talk to someone, like a therapist, but like legit people misdiagnosed, undiagnosed, letting it just...
Unmedicated.
Yeah, right, exactly. So there's a whole bunch of things. The power behind the keyboard.
It's so ridiculous. We have some people like that in, you know, around here, and it's like, you're serious.
What? What?
No way.
Not a because
but
Gloucester.
But they use their real name, too. They don't even try to even hide that.
Oh, trust me. The people that yelled at me about that Jaguar parking there on Easter Sunday, I see them at Market Basket. Don't you think I don't want to try and kick their cart? I see them. I'm like, they don't know who I am. They don't, but I know them.
Right.
I know you.
I'm advocating people to come yell at me in public at my place of employment, but I'm surprised more people haven't been like, aren't you? Because my user photo is my face.
Yeah, it is your face,
It used to not be, like, not that I was trying to stay anonymous, but, like, it used to be that cat from the Houston hurricane that was swimming. Do you ever remember that picture of the cat that was, like, swimming in the water in the flood and it, like, looked really pissed off? I was like, oh, that's me, my little... I don't want to use it because it's offensive, but that's my little kindred cat spirit animal. Not that I'm not Native American, so I can say that, but, you know. Anyway, triggered. Just kidding. That's mean. I shouldn't have said that. I'm sorry.
No. See, that's the problem. Don't be sorry.
I know.
Why are you sorry?
Why? I'm sorry I said it was my spirit animal.
That's the thing, too, is like... Yeah,
it's the problem. That is the problem. You don't need to be sorry.
Stop apologizing.
Yeah.
Stop being sorry.
You know? And just because you're going in the door at the same time as someone else, you don't have to say sorry. You're just faster walker than them. Yep. Damn it. I don't understand.
I love when I'm like at work or just anywhere in general when it's like me and the person and you know you can walk faster than them, but they're kind of walking at your pace and you need to get around them.
Right.
But then they're also not, you know, cutting them off makes you look like a jerk, but you really need to get your destination.
Right.
And you just want to be like, I'm on your left, okay.
Right. So, speaking of social media and all this good stuff. Yeah. Exactly, right?
Okay.
So, you know, we've been, you know, since social media has happened, you know, Facebook and all that jazz, we've been friends on it. And what I've noticed a lot...
hilarious and I should be Twitter famous by now. I know.
You are. Okay. And that should happen. Don't know why you're not.
I don't know why. I try to reach out to try to say the funny things to the celebrities and get retweeted.
Exactly. No? No
retweets? Once in a while, I got retweeted by some stand-up comedians once in a while.
Really?
Very early on in my Twitter years. I've been on Twitter since like 2000 and... 2009. Yeah, when I got laid off in 2009, that's when I joined all of the social media things. Because okay. I was unemployed and bored.
Right.
And so I was like, oh, let's see what Twitter is. Let's see what Tumblr is. And I remember getting retweeted by a stand-up comedian, and I felt like no one could touch me. And I know that's so dumb, but it's, so like, it's like getting a high... It's like when you... That's like getting a retweet from a celebrity, as lame as this is about to sound, but I really don't give a shit. Like... If a celebrity likes your tweet, it's like you got a high five from them.
Right.
A retweet
right.
is like the equivalency of getting an autograph.
Yeah.
And then a retweet with their own comment against your tweet is like it's been personalized.
I know. Seriously. That's
or when you get bracelets from Kennedy, from Carson and Kennedy, in your mailbox, and I'm like, woo! Yeah! I did something. Look at me.
Yeah. So every once in a while, I'll like get a little heart notification from like someone that's like on a TV show that I watch, and I'm like, this was the best celebrity interaction I had on Twitter. Devin Sawa.
He is my favorite, and I just started following him, and don't even fucking tell me you got something back from Devin Sawa. Shut up.
So he was on, this was when he did, what was that show? Nikita, when he was on Femme Nikita, the reboot, or whatever.
Before Shane West replaced him?
Yes. So he was on there, and I noticed he was on Twitter, so I was following him, and it was kind of when Twitter was new, and you could kind of get a celebrity to pay attention to you a little bit. Like,
right.
I don't say anything inappropriate. I don't, like, try to troll them or anything.
Right.
So I said, hey, Devin, have you ever used Can I Keep You as a pickup line?
Nice.
He wrote back, and I shit my pants. No. I probably did. And he was like, you know what? I'm finally going to say it. I did. I tried it on a girl once. She was a stripper. And she rejected me. And I was like, like, it was, like, the cool, like,
oh
like,
my God.
Like, my
Bot
magazine
crush. Stop. Was like, just stop.
I was like,
my whole room was covered in Devin Sawa.
Bot magazine was, like, I subscribed. Andrew Keegan. My walls.
Before the cult?
Before he became a cult.
Oh, my God.
And then
hey, that's a cult I have no problem
the
joining.
Cult of Keegan?
Yeah.
I forever hate you. You can fucking... Oh my God.
And then,
he's one of the only ones that I pay attention to still on Twitter. Even though I'm not attracted to him at all anymore. And he didn't age well.
He looks like Jeremy Renner and who's the current James Bond?
Daniel Craig.
Daniel Craig, Jeremy Renner, and Devin Sawa could all play siblings in a movie and everybody would believe it because they all look exactly alike.
I'm here for that movie.
Yeah.
I am here for it.
I tweeted him that too once and he was like, I'm down for this.
What happened?
Because he is unemployed.
Oh my God, like,
right?
That's how we all get Twitter recognition.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
And then there was another instance with, it was like a teen bop day on Twitter that day. And Devin Sawa and the kid that played Squints from The Sandlot were riffing on each other. And I just happened to be on the internet as this was happening. So I followed, I don't remember his real name. But his Twitter name is like _squints22 or something like that. It probably isn't.
And it's probably the only thing he's ever done.
So they were going back and forth about who was in the better tween movie. And I just was like, you know what? Sandlot's my favorite movie. Like, if you
Because Devin Sawa was in
Little Giants and Casper.
Casper is where I fell in love with him.
Oh my God.
Mm-hmm.
And so I said, I was like, okay, The Sandlot is like literally my favorite movie.
Yeah.
I don't trust people if they don't like this movie. And I was like, you know what? I'm just going to tell him how I feel. So I was like, hey, I don't remember his real name, but I was like, just wanted to let you know that The Sandlot was my favorite movie. It's amazing, and I still love it to this day. And he wrote back, and he was like, thank you. He's like, it's really cool to hear all that, you know, to know that it still, you know, people still respond to this movie so many years later. And I was like,
are you kidding me, Smalls?
Like, you're killing me, Smalls. Yeah, right? I was like, oh my God, Smalls. It was, that was like, those were like my cool Twitter interactions.
Those are the best ones yet. Yeah. So awesome. So I can't top that.
Oh, and me and some of my internet friends made a podcast for Eli Roth on his birthday, and he didn't respond to us, but he said, thank you for all of the birthday wishes, pictures, fan art, and podcasts. And we were like, he might have seen the link, maybe? I don't know. There was this whole thing with, do you know who Eli Roth is?
No.
Okay, Eli Roth is, you do? Okay, so he's a film director. He directed Cabin Fever, Hostel 2. He was
very gory.
Jew.
Alicia doesn't watch movies, and Alicia wouldn't like anything like that.
So he was the Bear Jew in Inglourious Basterds.
Mm-mm.
There was this whole thing when that movie came out, also in 2009. That was a weird internet year.
Mm-hmm.
So
I do follow you on Twitter as well.
Yeah.
And Instagram. And so what I do get to see is that you travel solo.
I do.
Like all over the world.
I do.
Okay, so when did that start? Why did that start? Is this an annual thing for you?
Yes.
Okay, so talk about when did that start, why, and where.
It started actually back when I was 18. I had pen pal, meet people through the mail, and I made friends with girls who were Backstreet Boys fans in England. So where did that gym teacher always want to take kids? That sounds really creepy now. the gym teacher would always
say,
like, Delisle.
Austria.
Okay. I wanted to do the whole Austria thing, but I think maybe it just wasn't, like, financially possible.
Right,
but
at that time.
My mom just didn't really want to, you know, I don't know if maybe I didn't know anybody else that was going. And
right,
I was just
right.
Like, no, I don't really think that that's good. And, you know, didn't have a passport then and stuff. But then I ended up, like, these girls that I became friends with, it's like the equivalency of having an internet friend in another country now.
Right.
We had been writing to each other for so long that they were like, would you ever want to come to England? And they asked me, and I said, you know, I asked my parents, begged my parents, and they trusted the situation. My dad, my parents talked to their parents. So I ended up going and visiting a couple of them when I was 18, right before I went away to college. So that was kind of my first solo trek to the UK, and I spent a week, and it was fun.
Wow.
And then when I was in my early 20s, I was able to do it again, and I stayed with other pen pals, also in England. And then I kind of put it on the back burner. But then, I mean, where I work, I get paid vacations.
Right.
And I don't want to stay here. I like to see different parts of the country, parts of the world. And I was like, you know what? I'm just going to pick cities and go. So I've been to Scotland. I went to London last year. I've been to Vegas. I went to Sedona. I'm going to New York next month. I just kind of like, oh, this place looks good. So I just look into it and.
Yeah. So what kind of research do you do, and how do you know where to go, and how do you know where to stay? And, ask other people? Like solo traveling is, it's really ballsy.
It is.
I mean, especially in today's world, literally world, everywhere we go.
Yeah.
So how do you do that?
I just kind of look at, you know, I find cities that I've always been kind of interested in. Like, I always wanted to go to Scotland and see Scotland. So a few years ago, I found a tour. I was like, well, this seems like a safe way to see a country that I've always wanted to visit. So I did I joined up with a tour group that did like 5 days in the northern part of Scotland. And it was completely safe and awesome. I haven't been anywhere where I don't speak the language.
How'd you find a tour group?
Oh, this is before I worked where I work now. You know, this is really funny. I used to be a concierge. I used to work for a company that did a virtual concierge.
Oh.
For, they were contracted out by, an insurance company, Pepsi employees. I don't know if it's still something that is able, but I worked for the company that was contracted out by American Express. And if you have a platinum or a black card, you have access to a concierge service.
What?
So I worked for the company that provided that
service.
Get
out!
So I got to learn about all of these places. And I was like, oh, if I ever go to New York, I want to see this show. Or I would love to eat at the... So they trained you on how to do all this, you know... a lot of the clients were based in New York, so like we learned a lot about New York City and the neighborhood and stuff like that. And I was like, oh, that looks cool, and oh wow, Jersey Boys was really big then, and it was like all the stuff. So I just kind of learned about it, and we were paired up with some tour company, like a website called Viator, and I just always kind of would look at it, and they always had all these like multi-day tours there, and I'm like, I want to do these. Why aren't I like, those look so fun. I'm like, why don't I just do it? I'll pick one that I can afford. And
do you stay somewhere? And do they tell you where you're going to stay for these tours? Or how does it work?
Yeah, the first one I did, it was 5 days. And it was different night. Like, you know, it started in Edinburgh. And then we went to the city called Oban. And then we went to, like, all these different parts all over the... I'm, like, visualizing the country.
Yeah.
Like,
they can see you.
Yeah,
the listeners can see you.
Yes, she's pointing. Yeah, they it's part of the group. So you whatever you're... Yep. I completely just lost my train of thought. Yeah, so it's part of the, it's part of what you're paying
package
for.
It's part of the package.
It's
okay.
Yes, thank you. Wow. Wow.
You're like,
It's been a long day, yeah. So yeah, like
That's
picked
cool.
that, and then, when I went to London last year, and I just picked a part of the city, I kind of researched the city's, you know, neighborhoods that seem like something I can afford, and I always try to stay somewhere like inexpensive, but I don't want to stay at a hostel because I'm an adult and I don't.
Right.
And you watch Eli Roth
movies. So I don't want to stay at a hostel because I don't want to die. No. So I'll just like pick, you know, just places that seem cool, and I'll just kind of spend not a lot of money on a flight or a hotel, and then I'll just sort of treat myself to fun things. And
Right. That's awesome. And you kind of go a week at a time for everything you, everywhere
like
you go?
Yeah, it just happens to be that, like, at where I work, I get 2 paid vacations a year. So I just sort of find something that's doable within a week. So usually I just, like, this spring I went to Las Vegas alone.
For how long?
For a week.
Where'd you stay?
I stayed downtown. I stayed at the place called the Downtown Grand. It was awesome. But they just remade it. I don't remember what it used to be. But they just fixed it all up, and it was nice and cheap. And I have an Expedia credit card, and so every time I use it, I get points. Nice. So it helps me save a little money when I fly or anything like that.
So I just knew of someone that just went to Vegas for a week, and I'm just like, who the hell goes to Vegas for a week?
Tons of people.
I don't gamble.
I don't either.
Okay, so then what did you do?
I took a day trip to Arizona. Same thing, like a little same website I found that you can go to. They went to Arizona. We went to Antelope Canyon. I don't know if you've ever seen. I'm sure you've seen the pictures of like the orange rock.
Yes.
Okay.
Sam goes there all the time.
Right. Yeah. Yes. I've seen all of Sam's photos. Yes.
Okay. So, let's see if I can get that up. So.
Yes. Okay. Right. Yeah.
So, I did that one day. Then another day, I took another day tour, and we went to Bryce Canyon and Zion National Park in Utah. So I did those 2 things first because I knew it was an early, I knew I'd be jet lagged and I knew I'd be wide awake at 4 in the morning. So I'm like, okay, I might as well just pick something that I'm going to have to be awake for anyway. Right. But then I also, every time I've been to Vegas, like I always do fun things, but I always kind of wanted to see like the different museums that are there. Like there was like a mob museum and I don't know if you know the show Ghost Adventures.
Mm-hmm.
You probably okay. So you probably
don't look at me. Just look at me.
No, I'm into ghosts. I'm into the ghost thing.
But you've never seen Ghost Adventures.
So Zach,
yes, I have.
Which one is it?
Isn't that the weird? He's kind of good looking, but not really.
Oh, the douchebag. Yeah, that's him.
That one.
So that one.
They all live in Vegas.
No, that makes sense. Oh my god, that makes total sense now. Okay.
He looks like Ed Hardy threw up on him all.
Oh. He definitely looks Vegas now that you mention it.
I think that show, like when it first started, it seemed more authentic. Like, and now it's
so
just
intense.
But it's so Hollywood.
Is this still
now.
Running?
It is.
It's still on.
Yes. It's still Hollywood now. But when he first started, it was not.
Well, right. Yeah. Because everyone was laughing at him. It was like, dude, Ghost Hunters already did this place. What are you talking about? Right. Like,
He's gotten so dark. Like, I used to watch the show for fun. But he's so intense and like. This is demonic. And okay. Like, can't you just...
And in this age... Yeah. In this age of, like, you know, CGI and audio edits, which, you know, I wouldn't know anything about, because our podcast is completely raw and is never edited recently. You know, like, I can't get into the... I didn't even know that show was still on.
Yeah, it's still on. But he has a museum in Vegas now. He bought some mansion, and it's, like, all full of, like, the weird things that he's collected. I think he used to keep a lot of this... He says he used to keep a lot of it in his house, but it really screwed up the energy of his home, so now it's all in a museum, and now we pay money to go see it. And, like, he had... he bought this... Okay, what's some of the stuff he had in his house? He's got stuff from that boat that Natalie Wood died on.
Oh,
okay,
yeah.
So there's that.
They're probably going to come for him for that.
I know, right?
Be like, hey, so DNA, you know, is now a new thing, so we going to need that.
We're going to need this.
We're going to need that back. Thanks.
Yeah. Could you please? He had, like, a house from Michael Jackson's house, like, when he died. You can, like, see his makeup. He's got, like, Patrick Swayze.
God.
He's got all this, like, weird celebrity stuff. He's got these, like, haunted dolls.
I bet you he's a murderino. For sure.
He probably thinks he's a vampire. He's probably, like, signed a deal with some...
Him and Chris Angel hang out for, like,
probably,
brunch.
If they don't, I mean... Zach Bagans. Oh, ghost bros.
So another aspect of your life, which we have... which this podcast has probably been built mostly on, is
vagueness.
Dating.
Oh,
Vegas
and Vegas.
Vagueness.
Vegas.
We used to talk about Vegas too.
Vegas is fun. Like I saw the Michael Jackson Believe Cirque du Soleil show.
Oh,
I never gave a shit
about
Cirque du Soleil, but I freaking love Michael Jackson, and it was amazing. If you're gonna go to a Vegas and see a show, that one, Michael Jackson won.
I went to the Porn Awards twice.
You did.
I did.
Maybe that's a better.
I snuck into the Porn Awards twice.
Wow.
And then.
Did they have, like, amazingly pun-tastic like best newcomer type.
There was, yeah. And stuff. So the 1 year that I worked at JetBlue, whoops. Yeah, and my coworker might have worked at Northwest, Kardashian, whatever. We just for our birthday because we shared like we were a day apart. We were just like, bring your security badge, and I was like, where are we going? She's like, we're going to Vegas for our birthday, and I was like, great. So we ended up at Mandalay Bay, and there was these British people there, and she's like, what are you here for? And he's like, the porn awards. And she's like, excuse me, what?
The porn awards.
And he's like, so she did that thing where kind of what Alicia does when she hears a Southern accent, all of a sudden she throws into her accent.
Yep.
And I'm like, Gina, you are not British. She's like, whatever's going to get us in here. And I'm like, oh my God, we're wearing winter coats and we're going in. And we went into the porn awards, and it was the year that Gene Simmons revealed his new face. Because he had that massive facelift.
All right.
So we didn't get to see him at that point, but we got so shit-faced. Like, she was blackout. And we're waiting in line at, like, 2 a.m. to get a cab to get back to the airport because we didn't have anywhere to stay because we were only there for the night. Mm-hmm. And Gene Simmons is getting into his limo, and she's screaming, Gene! Gene! And she is swinging on my arm, and I'm like... And then that just started the whole Vegas. Every year in January, I'd end up in Vegas somehow. I'm like, hey!
What happens in Vegas ends up on Alicia Unleashed.
No, not really. There's a lot of things that don't. But I have, so my work conference is going to Vegas, and a lot of these girls grew up in Beverly, if you know what I mean.
Oh, God.
So when I mentioned Hooters the other day, this one girl was like, oh, my God, Hooters? I'm like, oh, bitch, that's going to be the least of your worries.
Oh, my God.
I'm like, wait till you get to the luggage carousel for your luggage. When you get there, you're going to have so much fun. And then I was talking to someone, and he's like, it's not that bad on a Tuesday. I'm like, yeah, that's true. The weekend warriors don't show up at least until Thursday, so it's fine. But, yeah, I'm too neurotic and too scared to travel alone. I mean, I traveled to California, but I lived there for nine years. So at this point, it's gotten to the point where I'm like, now my friend's like, bitch, take an Uber. I'm not coming to get you at the airport. I'm like, what? I could die in an Uber.
Where did you live in San Francisco, in California?
So I lived in various places. Okay. I lived in the East Bay, which is right outside of San Francisco.
Okay.
That's where I met all the rappers and the athletes and the authors. Like, I met the woman that wrote How Stella Got Her Groove Back.
Okay.
And her gay husband at the time.
is he not gay now?
Or no, he gay. Oh, okay. He gay. Oh, yeah. There was a big divorce. It was a big scandal. Scandalous. So that's where I lived. I lived in a very posh,
because you were upscale. Nannying, right?
I was a nanny, but then I quit that after 6 months because they had some issues.
Okay.
And then I just worked two jobs because I was... But then from there, I moved... kind of the South Bay, but between that, I moved to San Diego for 2.5 years.
Okay.
Then I moved back, and I lived in Oakland for 4.5.
Okay.
So, nice. Over the span of 9 years, I moved in numerous different places. I moved about 11 times.
Wow.
Yeah. Various different roommates, and I had never gone to college before, so, like, I didn't go to... Well, I went to college. That's not true. I got that degree, that associate's, which means customer service. Yeah, right? So, I mean, I never had that living on your own experience, but I learned how to hustle.
Right.
I learned what it's like to have to sell your shit in order to make rent.
Mm-hmm.
And when you live four houses down from the longest pier in the last pier before Mexico in San Diego, you learn how expensive shit is. So yeah, I mean, and then from there, the only reason why I started traveling was because of softball.
Mm-hmm.
I moved in with some women that were playing, and I watched these men that missed the ball all the time. I'm like, I could fucking do that. I couldn't. And they were like, hey, we're going to the World Series. You want to come with us to Philly? I'm like, fuck yeah, I do. Like, hey, we're going to Vancouver. You want to come? Fuck yeah, I do. Hey, we're doing tournaments in Vegas. I'm like, it's my birthday. Let's go. Let's do awesome. This. So, you know, I've been to Austin several times. I would say...
Austin seems so cool.
Oh, my God. you, of all people, as a solo traveler, that is a spot you need to go.
I've never been to California, and I'd love to see San Diego and Santa, like, that, like, Southern California. Mm-hmm. I want to go to Hearst Castle.
Yes.
Have you been there?
I have. I've
seen pictures, and it's beautiful.
I have been to Hearst Castle. I've been to, I actually had Easter Sunday with Rod Stewart. It's one of my fun stories.
Wow.
Yeah. And Anne Hathaway. It was an experience. Wow. It was, my sister-in-law's sister lives in Beverly. Well, she lives in Hollywood, and they go to church in Beverly Hills. So, and that's how Rod Stewart and I just hung out during Easter Sunday.
Easter Sunday with Rod Stewart.
I had a conversation with him, like, do you realize who you are? He's like, I suppose I do. I'm like,
well, yes, I do.
I'm like,
no, he's Scottish, isn't he? Never mind.
Yeah, I'm like,
I'm not going to do a Scottish accent.
He's like, I just want to touch your hair, but I know that it won't move, and it'll feel like my aunt's hair with Aquanet, so I'll just, this will just be a chopped up moment. And at that time, we didn't have smartphones, so it wasn't like, you'd be like, selfie! Yeah. Like, I think thank God. A lot of my time in California was without my smartphone because Jesus. Yeah. Some of my roommates be like, Bridge, I swear to God, if that photo ever gets on the internet, I'll murder you so hard. Like, but I've got those photos on that film roll in print.
That 110 film.
Yeah. I got that too. Real
film.
But I think like Austin definitely. Yeah. And getting into the segue that Alicia was trying to do like 4 months ago, my dating experiences were very different than they are here in Massachusetts.
Yeah.
Wow, are they so completely different?
Well, there's no inventory here. There's no inventory compared to California.
There's not good inventory.
No, I mean,
And I challenge anyone that thinks they are to come at me.
No, there is no, like, so Gloucester is, you know, if you were in Boston, you might get better inventory because now you can reach out even further.
Right.
But in Gloucester, you're already out this many miles. You know, you don't want to go, you know, you're like looking in New Hampshire and you're like, oh my God, that's so fucking far away. Like Manchester, New Hampshire is a good enough.
Or Amesbury, which is an hour and 52 minutes.
It is 45 minutes.
Hour.
45 minutes.
You don't look at a clock. What do you know?
So, I mean, it's fine. But I would go, you know, I would travel as, you know, an hour and 15. I don't really care. But from Gloucester, do you know what I mean? So when you're in Boston, you do have more inventory that way.
But and also in Boston, you're not getting anyone from Boston because it's all college. It's like college town.
Yeah, right.
People coming from work from all over the country and stuff like that from all over the world to work in Boston because their company brought them here.
Yeah, right, that's true. So are you on, are you currently dating?
No, I'm single.
Okay, but have you been on dating sites before?
Yeah, speaking of Boston and their inventory, when I worked in Boston, I was on a dating site. I can't remember what it is. I was trying to think of that because I knew you were thinking
Plenty
about
of Fish.
It might have been, I don't think
matches,
it was Plenty. It might have been Match.
Cupid.
It was probably either OK Cupid or Match.
Okay.
And I met a couple of guys, but it just didn't work. There was one guy that I met, and he was from more on the North Shore than Boston. But he would, like, meet me in Boston. And it was, like, a couple of dates. But then it was just, I knew it wasn't going to work. Because he didn't have any, granted, I was, like, 25. So how many life experiences do you have at 25? Well, actually, you can have plenty of life experiences, but 25.
Depends on how you grew up.
Yeah, it depends on how you grew up. But this guy, I remember that I asked him a question like, oh, what's the worst job you've ever had? And he's like, I've only ever worked for my dad. And I was like, oh, okay. And then I was like, well, and he's like, okay, this is you and I.
Mm-hmm.
He goes, I've always wanted to see the Rocky Horror Picture Show.
And oh, like, no.
And I go, stop. And all I could think of was like, how are you, how old was I when I worked in Boston? I was at least 26 or 27. How many times did we see?
When we worked at Hammond's Castle?
How are you 27 years old and you've never seen the Rocky
because
Horror Picture
Show? Because they're also, now here's the thing.
What?
He's a dude.
Yeah.
It's different for men. Like, men, like, women are more, like, and especially teenage girls are like, Rocky Horror Picture Show? We just, like, went to Cambridge with men we didn't know from Newburyport and went and saw this movie in the middle of the night with adults. Like, we weren't adults.
No.
I remember calling my mom from Hammond's Castle parking lot and be like, hi, Mom, can I go to the regular picture show in Boston? I got my headache medication, so I'll be okay, and someone's going to drop me off at home. She's like, okay.
Yeah.
And we were 17. But, you know, I've come across men that I'm like, how have you not seen this movie? Like, I'm a dude. I'm like, the fuck's that supposed to mean? Yeah. Like, why would I watch Pretty in Pink as a kid? I'm like, I don't know, because your mom's awesome. It's like, no, that's not how that worked. And I'm starting to learn a lot about that mentality. It's like, huh, there's just people that are very simple in life, huh?
Yeah.
And he's never going to hear those stories, because I'm a great fucking time. Snooze you lose, asshole. Yeah, right. I mean, you're going to be in there with the rest of them. Yeah.
So did you, this is probably the most obvious question ever, but do you prefer to date off the island? What happens when you come across people that live here? Because that happened to me. I'd be like, oh my God, this person's online. Oh my God, this person's online. Oh my God, no.
I remember,
this one online? Why am I, what's happening?
Right? Like, I remember being on like a dating site. I haven't been on one in years, but I remember like seeing local people and be like, oh my God, can they see me too?
I do that all the time.
I was like,
oh my God, do they know that I'm looking at their profile right now as I sit across the bar from them? Cause, whoops.
Yep. Yeah. Like, it's just, I don't know. I don't want to say I don't want to be with somebody from Gloucester, but I don't think I do. I think it would have to be pretty special. Because I can't think of anyone.
You don't get to talk about this because you are 2.5 years out, so you be quiet over there.
I've been with Peter for a year and a half.
2 years.
Because
we've been doing this for 3 years.
Right.
Oh, wait. Math is hard, and I had 2 beers.
Hold 2 years with me. I got a high school. This year, December 3rd, will be 2 years.
Yep. All he ever wanted. Oh, that's the fun thing is that I'm convinced that, Peter looks like Joey Fatone.
Yes, which is insane.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Tell me what to do.
He does. No, really. I mean, I could see.
Okay.
I could see that.
Joey Fatone now looks like.
Because of all the white and all the gray. Because Joey Fatone is straight up like white and gray.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's a good compliment. Like when I saw, because Joey Fatone was handsome. Your boyfriend's handsome.
Yeah.
Not like,
they both are still. And they are. Yeah, exactly. No, I totally see it.
And it's funny. I don't know if I told you this, but I told Sally.
Oh, my cousin.
You know, yeah. That I was like, I said that, you know, I think that your boyfriend looks like Joey Fatone. And you two were at where I work. And I said, you know, I think you would just say hi to both Sally and I.
Right.
And
because she went, cousin!
Yeah, cousin! Across, that's what she does.
Across, that's
cousin,
what she does.
That's just Gloucester. That's the Gloucester thing. Like, you know. So I said, and I just kind of joked, I said, oh, that's her boyfriend. That's the one I think looks like Joey Fatone. And my coworker goes, I thought he looked familiar. It's so great. Because he does. He looks like Joey Fatone.
That's funny because I didn't really think of that.
Can he at least do something boy
He can dance.
When he's Chaz.
Yeah.
When he's Chaz.
He's Chaz. So when he...
He has a drunk personality.
Yeah. Chaz Michael. So it was really funny because, you know, he doesn't drink. And the one time...
But Chaz does.
And at one time, he's like, yeah, my name's Chaz. Like, oh my God, Chaz Michael Michaels. And he's a huge movie buff, uh-huh. Right? So he... I'm not. Like, mm-hmm. I don't, you know. The fact that, you know, he got that, which is great because, you know, Blades of Glory is one of my favorite movies because I just love stupid humor. Like,
that's
really,
a funny movie.
It's the stupidest movie probably ever made in life, but it's one of my favorites.
Yeah.
I love it so much.
I'm judging you so hard.
I love it. I love
Amy Poehler.
Stupidest.
Anything Amy Poehler's in is like,
oh my God.
She's my fave.
Yeah. It's just the best. So did, I know when I was on the sites, I would just see people from Gloucester and I'd just go, oh my God, no. Did you ever have anyone message you or you ever message anyone from here?
I can't think of anybody I messaged, but I remember getting a message from somebody who said,
I remember in high school.
Right? No, this is like peak Anna. I remember you from high school, but you were dorky back then, so I don't know if I would date you now.
Wait, stop.
Seriously, I don't remember who it was, but I was like, that is the shittiest thing.
Stop.
I'm dead serious.
See, if someone said that to me, I'd be like, yep, still a fucking dork. What's your problem?
I know, like, I have.
Why are you single?
Yeah, right? Like, it's just.
I just got a dude with micro penis. What's your problem? Sorry, Tyler.
It was like, I didn't even know. Like, I mean, I was dorky in high school. I was quiet. I was studious. And I was a little bit picked on. But, like, why the fuck would you? Why is that something?
Did you even respond to that?
No, I was just like,
okay,
girl, bye. Like, I was okay. Just like, no. I didn't even gratify him with a response. I was like, that was, like, the shittiest thing.
Right.
That I
Does
was
he
just
think
like,
that's a pickup line?
Yeah, like, oh, are you, like, I don't care if, oh, you look familiar, do you work here, or have you, like, I can get, do you look familiar, but,
right.
Like, oh, I was a dork in high school? Shit. What? What? Me?
No, why would
I was
you
the
even
coolest
say
person
that?
Ever, and I was head cheerleader in class, but no, who gives a shit who I was in high school? We were in our mid-20s, like, why does that matter?
Right,
and that's what
right.
I was kind of like, if there are people that are our age that are still like, I was blankety blank blank in high school, then I don't want anything to, like.
No. So I think about our 20-year reunion coming up next year.
If it's not a wild video dance party, I don't want to go.
Well.
Someone reach out to, what's her name? Who was our president? Beth?
Beth.
Beth.
I mean, and the people that did leave, I don't think they're coming. Leah Gilardi comes here every summer. She might come back for that.
Oh, I remember.
Christy
her, yeah.
Corliss hasn't, you know, doesn't really come back a lot. Beth and Santuccio just moved back.
I saw her at the Fiesta Five.
Right,
I
just
think.
Moved back.
Yeah.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
So, I mean, there are, I don't know, like, it's just weird. Like, I would be very interested to see if the people from out of state aren't coming back, then I'm not going to go. Why?
Yeah.
I've already seen everybody.
I know.
I'm not doing it. I don't care.
Yeah, I agree.
So, when and why and how did you decide, like, fuck this social media dating
social
shit.
Media.
Can I go to your 20 years so I can just get more people for the podcast next year?
Sure.
who are we going to have?
I don't know. I'll figure it out.
Well, you have had just two, right?
Yeah.
I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
I don't think that's it. That's the two best people. I'm like, ah, so we're going to get on here.
Oh, my God. Do you remember Aaron Kiefer? This is like a weird social media creep he didn't die. He's
he
alive.
Didn't die.
Unless he died
the
recently.
Other Aaron. There was another Aaron that did. Aaron Hart?
That's my grade. And that's my grade.
And
but
he
he's like a super chef. I saw that.
Aaron Kiefer. Yes, he is.
I saw that he was working with Tom Colicchio at one point.
Yeah,
and I was
he is.
I don't remember. Like, he left after our freshman year and I don't really remember why. But
He moved away.
He moved
His
away.
Parents moved.
Oh, okay.
But I do remember the whole chef thing because
yeah.
he did that even early 20s. So
yeah.
even now he's.
I remember seeing him
like on MasterChef or something.
I don't know. Like, I saw
because it's really hard to get on those shows.
Oh. Somebody else from Gloucester was on MasterChef.
Oh,
Christian
that was.
Curly.
Yeah, it was Christian. Yeah. He was.
Yeah,
man,
just,
you are just not helping my case at all. Struggle busing over here. You're just going to shout people out like.
Well,
clock them and whatnot. I'm just going to read them and what. Bye.
But yeah, no, I was really blown away to see that because I just remember him. He was always kind of like a smarmy little kid. And I remember
yeah.
he was our class president and he left and I didn't really know why. But then it was just really cool to see that like he like glowed up and was like, I remember just because I used to watch Top Chef and I was like, I know that name, Tom Colicchio. I was like, good for Aaron. Okay, moving on. But like.
Right, right.
What was your question? Why would I not want to do social media dating?
No, why? Yeah, you
oh.
said you haven't done it in a long time. So why did you get away from it?
The
are you?
I seem to attract on social media date, like I mean, social Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, stuff like that. That's when I feel like I can be myself. Like I feel like I can come alive, tweet something funny, get a response or whatever, you know, whatever it is. But like on dating sites, I seem to attract the men who like. Don't really know how to talk to women in the real world. I don't know how to. I don't know if that's
nerds.
That
nerds.
I mean, like they're nerds, but they're.
they're no, actually, fun. they're the super nerds.
They're like the M'lady type nerds. Like
oh,
they
they're like
they
Big Bang Theory.
Yeah, they're like. And
that
just,
is not that they are scientists.
They're nerds.
They're nerds. They're scientists.
Mm-hmm.
I know plenty of scientists. They are nerdy, but they don't go, my lady.
Like, it's
well, they do like the Renaissance. They're like Ren Faire people.
Yeah, but
they're
I like, wouldn't mind a Ren Faire person because at least they're interesting. Like, I
at
just,
least
I,
they have chivalry.
Not for nothing, but Wolowitz on Big Bang Theory goes, my lady.
Yeah,
just
to like, his wife.
Just these...
He's also an astronaut. What's your problem?
I'm a starstruck. I don't know. Starla. I don't know. Yeah, like, I don't know. I just, every time I try to do a social media thing, I mean, an online dating thing. I just don't, I don't know if it's what I'm putting out there, but, like, I just seem to get people that are too nerdy to get past one conversation.
Right.
Or
right.
they don't really know how to communicate, or they throw all their eggs in one basket and they get way too attached. Like, I'm the type of person who, like, I really need to get to know somebody to trust them before I can say, okay, let's hang out. But if I'm getting, like, a weird vibe, then I don't
know. Exactly.
But like, also, so gut. I was just listening to a podcast with a comedian who, and she's hilarious, and she's very open about many things I won't say in front of Tyler right now. But one of her things was, like, she's like, I'm not trying to do that whole texting thing anymore because it gives an intimacy, like a, it's like a personal intimacy. It's a false intimacy is what she called it.
Okay.
Because people can be so quick at texting and responding to a joke and be like, ha, ha, ha,
yeah.
and sending something back. But when you get them in real life, it's not the same way.
Yeah.
Which I have that problem, and I've dated people with that problem. It was like, why are you not as sharp as you were on the phone? Like, what's happening here?
Yeah.
Like, what's the struggle bus? It's because with texting, they have a minute. They have, like, a second to take back. I'm like, oh, no. I need you to come sharp.
Yeah, they don't. Right. If they don't get the joke, like, if I'm cracking a pun or a one-liner and they don't, like, if I have to explain it to you, then I don't. I'm
right.
not saying that I'm not
right.
going to date someone who isn't funny, but, like, if you don't get that I'm making a Monty Python reference or something, like,
no,
like
Peter just, gets it.
But just, see, the thing
I
is, like,
Peter's amazing.
For me, like, if I have recently got out of something. There would be certain quotes he'd say, and I'm like, huh?
Yeah.
And he's like, Big Lebowski. I'm like, oh yeah, I haven't seen that movie.
Yeah.
He's like, excuse me? I'm like, and you date me! Yay! Like, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
But when I would do, like, a Mallrats one, you know, or I would have dumb jokes, and he'd just look at me and be like, no. Nope.
Yeah.
That's not funny. I'm like, it is, because you're thinking about it. You know, like, that kind of stuff, which was enjoyable. But there are other people where I've been on dates, and I'm just like,
yeah,
like, lightning strike now. I know I've already, like, escaped death 4 times. Like, please, just let this be it. Like, let me choke on my salmon salad because I want to get out of here.
Yeah.
If I order the salad, I want to get the fuck out of there. Because I'm one of those people that, and I know I shouldn't, like, the fuck politeness thing, because that is one of my mantras now. Oh, yeah, this is not going well. So, I'm going to go.
Yeah.
Here's my portion so that you don't have to chase me, or I don't owe you jack shit. Gotta go, peace, deuces. You know, like that kind of stuff. But that's not to say that I plan on dating anytime soon, because, you know, I'm working some things out.
Yeah.
But it's tough when you have, like, this good texting game going with somebody, and then you meet them in person, and you're like, this is not the same person.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, what the actual fuck?
Yeah.
Oh, you mean like that time where I was texting, that was like probably the most text I had ever sent to somebody within 48 hours, right? And it was like, oh my God, it's going to be great. Oh my God, this is great. We go to 525. We sit down and it's
well, that was your first problem.
Well, no, because he had worked in Magnolia, you know.
Well,
whatever,
no, but I'm just saying that's your first problem going to 525.
So we sit down and whatever. And then, of course, I didn't speak to him yet because a lot of it was texting, and he has this massive Rhode Island accent because he's from Rhode Island. I'm like,
what's a Rhode Island accent?
Worse than the Boston accent. It's like,
so like wait,
Long
it's
Island.
Barb from friggin'
it's like Long Island, right?
Yeah.
Oh my God, it's horrible. And then we're at trivia night, and we see a group of gay guys go past us. He's like, oh my God. Do whatever he says. You're gay. I'm like, yeah. And he was a homophobe.
Oh.
I was like, is this real life? So I was like, so immediately he was like, oh, I offended you, blah, blah, blah. So anyway, we got through this short night somehow. We get outside. He's like, so I'm never going to hear from you again. I was like,
well, he's
nope.
very astute.
And yeah, we right? did, we did like this less than Christian side hug. And I was like, bye. Like, bye. And
yeah.
I was like, oh, yeah, no. Like, that, and that's a perfect example of, like, where did this person, like, how, like,
and that's
you know?
The thing, too, with, like, online dating. It is really hard for you to filter them out before you get them in front of you. Like, how do you avoid the Fourth Reich at this point? Like, for fuck's
sake.
Well,
that's why I was like, you know what? No more of this texting back and forth shit. I'm going to meet you right away. I'm not going to text you forever and ever. I'm going to meet you right away. Let's get it out of the way.
Yeah.
That's it. And with Peter, he literally texted me at 11 a.m. on a Saturday. I was actually just talking to my sister Celia saying, I'm so fucking done with this stupid online shit, or, you know, or I was on POF. You know, maybe I should try something else. I really don't like it. This is just fucking whatever.
Yeah.
And then get off the phone, and then because Wi-Fi doesn't come through, you know, for some smartphones. And he comes through and was like, hey. And I was like, oh, God. All right, I was just about to delete this app, but I guess I'll say hello.
Yeah.
And it was 11 a.m., and I'm like, within the first few sentences, I was like, all right, good. What are you doing today?
Yeah.
You want to come to Gloucester? Sure, I'll be there at 3 o'clock. Like, that's like, I'm like, I just, because I don't want to go through any of that stuff again. Like, I just didn't want to go through. Let me text you for 2 weeks and let me talk to you. Fuck that shit. Like, let's go.
Yeah.
Because if, like, in actual, let's put it in actual terms. If you were at a bar, you know, and someone sat next to you, you're going to start a conversation with them.
Yeah.
If it went well, you're going to exchange numbers.
Yeah.
In the next hour or two,
I don't know.
Yeah, you do.
Sometimes.
I mean, if you're... I've had some great conversations in bars,
and I've never gotten their numbers.
Well, if you have a vibe with somebody, and you clearly know they have a vibe, you're going to exchange numbers before you leave.
Oh, that could be it. I didn't know if there was a vibe or not, because I was drunk. By myself at a bar.
Yeah. That's okay to be by yourself at a bar.
Right.
Just know if you have a connection.
Solo adventures. I do them a lot now.
Yeah. So, I mean, so in that, like, I'm just so done. Like, I just don't want to waste any time, but I'm bold like that.
Yeah.
Not a lot of people are bold like that. Some people just want, they're waiting for that other person to come to them. I don't give a fuck. I don't care. Yeah. I will be the first person, you know, to initiate that. And yes. I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
Cause I just want to get the bullshit out of the way. Cause I don't got time for this.
Yeah.
No, I don't got time for it.
I get attracted to the people who are confident. It's just, it's weird. So it's this weird mix of people who don't know how to hold an actual conversation and dudes that just want to send you a picture of their genitals. Sorry, earmuffs, Tyler.
Hey,
Teachable moment. Never send a girl a picture of your privates. You know what that is? That makes you a pervert. You're flashing people. That's like...
And guess what? We don't want to see them.
Nobody wants to see.
They're not cute. We don't want them.
I wouldn't be like, hey, nice to meet you, and then photograph my hoo-ha and be like, hey, what's going... Like,
none of our genitals are pretty.
Nobody's genitals are pretty.
Not even porn stars.
No. And she's been to the AVNs.
And I've been to the AVNs twice. I usually don't open with that either and tell people, like, I've been to the AVNs twice.
Yeah, twice.
Snuck in 2 years in a row.
First runner-up, no.
Yeah, right? Exactly. Yes. None of that.
So I have found a way to counteract the people who do send the dick pic. Can I say dick pic?
Yes, you can.
Twice?
Okay. Yeah.
Sometimes this happens more in Snapchat where it's early. It's easy to do this. I'll take a screen cap, I'll draw on it, and I'll send it right back to the guy who does it. I've got them on my phone. There's a nice little folder called Dixienormous. I have a Mr. Peanut. I have a lighthouse. I have the Hulk. I have a soft serve cone with the flake in. You know.
Now, how soon? Okay.
What?
So this is a question that is on the elusive B-side notepad. How soon after you start initiating conversation do you get the, here's my dick?
Sometimes it's like... Yeah, you know, like, oh, let me send you a picture. You got a pic? Sure. Here's my most recent selfie that I feel like I look cute. Here's a good angled selfie. Okay. Here's my dick. Here's my twig and berries. I don't want to see that. I'm sorry. I don't want to see that.
I'm
not going to strip down and photograph myself and send it back.
I had one guy that was like,
send you a picture of a rooster and be like, here's my cock. I don't know. What do you want me to do? Like, what?
I had one guy that was like, oh, I just got done from the gym. Do you want to see how sweaty I am? I'm like, sure. And he sends me a picture of his bulge, still wearing the gym shorts. And I'm like, dude, this ain't even a proper dick pic. Like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
And he's like, what are you talking about? I'm like, well, I've already screenshotted this and sent this to all my friends. And a lot of them think this is fake. I'm like, ha, you sent it to your friends? I'm like, sure did. Would you like the screenshot of that? And I did. And I sent it to my best friend out west. And she's like, that shit's fake. He ain't even, that's a sock, man. So I sent the screenshot of her, me texting her to him. He's like, oh, you were for real? I'm like, yeah.
Yeah.
Don't send me your dick.
Yeah.
I didn't send you anything that's inappropriate. Like, it makes no sense. I get the, hi, how are you? I'm like, good, how are you? Here's my dick.
Here's my dick.
I think I should just do a break-off podcast called Here's My Dick.
Here's My Dick.
Where I get a bunch of guys on here and be like, why do you do that?
Why?
Yeah. Why do you do that before we ask for your dick? Like,
what if I don't understand? Know. It's like, why? Why?
Guess what? Your dick ain't cute.
I don't get it. Like,
is and that then if I see you in person and your picture has got a good angle and you got a micro penis, that's false advertising.
It's true.
And it's not my third rodeo on that micro penis. I was at a bachelorette party and we were playing Cards Against Humanity and this girl was like,
how good is that game? I'm sorry. Yes,
I love and they're like,
amazing game.
A micro penis? I'm like, oh, and they all look at me and I'm like, those are the fucking worst. And they're like, what are you talking about? And I'm like, no, please don't tell me you've never... I'm like, really? None of you?
Do you remember the Short Dick Man song?
Yes, I do. Yeah, I listen to it on my workout playlist almost daily. Don't you worry. It's also actually on my breakup playlist. actually, it's in my... It's on my woman empowerment playlist called Man Eater, but there's that.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm also a great DJ. Just don't know how to do any of that shit. So when I go to places and they're terrible DJs, I'm like, what the fuck is this?
Hold on, I have a playlist. It's called Micro Penis Playlist.
Yeah, so I'm always curious to know, like, I'm always asking my single friend, how quick do you get that? Here's my dick.
Yeah.
And it's, I don't understand why people, I'm like, is this supposed to impress me?
I really don't. I hope you get lots of comments from guys. I hope you don't. Well, I want an answer. Like, why do you do this? Why are you violating my eyeballs with this?
Also, you should get that bump checked. I'm just saying. That red spot looks very dangerous.
That looks infected. No.
Yeah, that doesn't look normal. Yeah.
It's true. Every once in a while, I'll go on Twitter. I don't have Snapchat anymore. Like, I'll get it, and I'll delete it, I'll get it back.
Right.
Redownload it, or whatever you do to it now. So every once in a while, I'll go on Twitter and be like, hey, add me on Snapchat to whoever. And I'll just to social experiment, see what I get. And sometimes I'll meet, like, interesting people. Or people who just have interesting stories, or like, I used to follow some girls who did like a lot of like makeup tutorials and stuff like that. So it's cool to like network that way. And I met this guy from Wales. I think it was Wales. He lived in England, but he was Welsh.
Did he have a spotted dick?
A spotted dick. But it was so funny because he was really nice. And we had like, I mean, the time zone, whatever, but it was like 3 days of like, not that I like this person, but it was like, I met somebody cool on Snapchat. I finally met like a decent human being on Snapchat.
But he was my dick.
And then the next video, I guess we would usually just chat or just like send us, oh, here's, look at this funny thing I found today. So it was kind of like a back and forth, like not really anything dirty. But then I get a Snapchat of him masturbating.
Oh.
Like, it was like...
And now that they can unlock that button so that they can just keep the video going, that's the worst.
Yeah.
Oh,
so I sent
my
him,
God.
I wrote him back and I wrote, hey, full offense, I didn't want to see this, and he blocked me. Yeah, I have to,
You know what that is? It's called toxic masculinity.
Yeah, right?
It always ruins the party.
So I guess I would ask why you're not dating on... the sites anymore, but that would be a great one. That would be a great one.
Visually violated by perverts who just want to show off their. I don't get it.
Do you? So you had said like eventually you would want to find somebody.
Yeah.
Do you think it's like in today's society? Is it going to happen the old-fashioned way?
It might have to because I don't want to be on the. It's like I don't.
Would it be on one of your travels? Do you go out by yourself, or how does that work?
Sometimes like I always. Want to like go to the bars and like mingle and stuff, but I don't handle alcohol well, so I don't want to get sloppy drunk and like end up in a gutter somewhere. Like,
and also the thing too,
I get really bad hangovers, so I'm more reserved.
And with the solo drinking too, in a place, if you're telling people, hey, you're gonna get that bad apple that's gonna put something in that drink.
Yeah, that's like the fear. It's like I'm fearless when it comes to. traveling by myself, but I'm also incredibly cautious of being, like, pickpocketed or anything like that. And
my suggestion would be...
Yes.
Have a drink at the bar before you start talking to people.
Mm-hmm.
So that when someone's like, oh, let me buy you a drink, be like, you know what? I've had enough already tonight. I had a dinner.
Yeah.
I've already had enough. I'm good. Thank you.
Yeah.
But I enjoy our conversation.
Yeah.
And just go from that. A lot of times they do accept that. That's my only suggestion. I have never had to use it, but because I'm a murderino, I am well aware of how those tactics work.
Yeah.
And also, if... And I'm also a huge...
Because Gloucester.
That is officially... This whole podcast was because Gloucester. Just thank you, neighborhood of a certain street. I won't tell you where.
Thank you, Port Iggy Hill.
Right, exactly.
That's where I wanna be. Live in Port Iggy Hill.
I am one of the last members of the original Port Iggy Hill, so there's that.
Are you Portuguese, by the way? Are you? Or no?
My mom says yes. I don't claim it. I don't speak it. My sister's Portuguese. My sister-in-law's Portuguese. And the other day when they were all here talking Portuguese, I looked at the other ginger in the yard and I was like, so glad there's only three of us that have no idea what's going on.
Yeah.
She goes, right? I'm like, yeah, the other one's the Irish kid over there. That's my brother. I know one word in Portuguese and I said it the other day and they're like, what about it? I'm like, it's the only word I know besides linguiça and quackish. It's a very confusing thing.
Yeah.
But my thing is always when I go on dates, I always tell someone. I call it like the Amber Alert.
Oh, yeah.
And I send screenshots. I tell them. But something came up today on a subgroup that I'm on Facebook where it's like, if you go missing, I'd find you. And it was a community of this podcast that I listened to where a girl went missing on a hiking trail, and this group knew that she was going hiking by herself. And when the report came out a day later that she was missing, they all got together and went hiking
to find her.
They unfortunately found her body. They didn't find it, but the police did.
Okay.
But they at least went out looking. So they joined forces and was like, oh fuck no, you're not, you know, so, and it's a huge group.
Was it just like, I'm sorry, you can edit this part out, but I just want to know for my own self. Was it like she fell and injured herself, or was she?
They don't know yet.
Okay.
They haven't ruled. They kind of ruled no foul play, but you know, certain things like that, things can definitely be made to look like accidents.
Okay.
So just know that, men.
Yeah. You can edit that part. I was just.
No, that's fine. I'll probably edit that. I'll be like, this isn't going to be good for Bridget or Anna on the aspect.
Yeah.
But I mean, it's good for people to know because, you know,
exactly.
A lot of people don't, I think a lot of times it's like blissful ignorance.
Yeah.
But it's also like, we're also encouraged to be powerful and empowered to do things on our own.
Yeah.
But we also, there's also shitty men out there.
Yeah.
There's also shitty people.
Yes.
Like there's shitty women too. I will give equal opportunity on how shitty women are too. But it's like, you know, it for me, it's like I could never travel alone with the exception of going to California because I know who's going to meet me on the other end. Now, granted, there might be a person I might meet up with while I'm out there. There's a good solid chance I might die. I don't know.
Yeah.
You know, you never know what's going to happen. You know, it's like I'm pretty
sure that I'm going to get stabbed.
Oh my god, will you stop it?
No, for like a such a weird segment.
I am so convinced I'm going to be stabbed.
Just
be
part of someone's going to stab Gloucester. Because of Gloucester. No, like I just know that I'm going to get stabbed because of a sarcastic comment gone the wrong way.
That happens.
I should have been dead lots of time ago.
But that does happen.
Yeah.
People will draw, like there are people that have gone on to like had online fights or Fortnite fights and someone's gotten shot because of something that was said on Fortnite.
Yeah.
It's insane. And the thing is that it's just because everyone right now feels so empowered to just do whatever they want.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Be executioner and judge and jury.
Yeah.
It's insane.
Moral of the story? People suck.
Yep.
Yeah.
A couple years ago, I was in New York on vacation and this weird situation happened where I got off the subway and I always do this thing where, like, if I want to use my phone, but I'm on, like, a busy street. I do it in Boston. I do it anywhere. I'll kind of pull over to the side So I, right. just to, because I know people want to walk, so I just kind of politely, you know, I'm like, oh, I wanted to find, like, I don't know, the bookstore, the Strand, or whatever. So I was like, oh, Googling directions. I'm literally Googling directions on how to get somewhere. Minding my own business. Down the block, I hear a woman yelling. I hear the yelling. I don't know who she's yelling at. I just hear it. She's coming toward me, and I realize she's yelling at me.
For what?
She's like, she's going, stop filming me with that fucking phone. And I was like, and I'm like, who is she talking? I'm like, is she on Impractical Jokers? What's going on? Like, I'm just like.
Oh, nice. You can never be on Impractical
no,
Jokers.
No, I would be like, stop, because I fucking love that show. I know, I'm on high alert. So she's getting closer, and she's like yelling to somebody, stop filming with me with your phone. Then I realize she's yelling at me. I'm not filming her. I'm literally, and I go, I just look at her. I'm like, huh? And she's like, huh? Are you fucking deaf? And I was like, are you talking to me? And she's like, I know you're filming me with your phone. And I said,
oh, schizophrenics are so fun.
I'm not filming you. And she's like, yeah, you are. You fucking cunt or something like that. And I was, oh, the C word. Oh, yeah. And I was like, I'm not filming you. I said, I'm looking up directions. And then I go, as soon as the words came out of my mouth, I knew that this bitch was going to probably kill me. But I said, I'm looking up directions on how to get to a bookstore. Is that okay? Like, why would I say that to a stranger? But I was just so put off by the fact that she was, like, swearing at me. That right. I was like, and I thought she was going to, like, I don't know anybody. I'm in New York City. Like, I don't know anyone. No one's going to give a shit about me if she attacks me.
Right, right.
And she was like, and then she goes, she stops. And then she points to the ceiling. And I'm like, oh, God. I'm like, you know, like, I'm going to get, a drone is going to come get me. She points, she goes, Heavenly Father knows you're lying. And I was like, oh,
oh here
I,
we click, are. Click. Oh, and there it is.
Like, oh, this bitch is crazy. And I was like, oh, yeah, that's it. I lie to strangers in New York City. I'm going to go now. And she was like, yeah, go fuck yourself. I'm like, have a nice day.
You're like, oh, this and is like being like, back in Gloucester.
I'm
all
like,
right.
Go now. Bye. She's like, go fuck yourself. I'm like, see ya. Have a good
but
one.
See,
and
like,
I walk by and then I shrug my shoulders and I say, only in New York, right? And the guy, like, the guy walked by. Like, they could see that this woman was, like, verbally just
right,
weird. So
right.
Maybe they would have come and helped. I don't know. It didn't get to that point, but I just was like, get me the hell out
well,
of here.
Well, there's a bystander right. effect,
yeah,
but
so
we'll talk about
that
off air.
I was like, okay. So I think it was, I was like, I guess New York, here we are, right? I go, welcome
right.
to New York, right? And he laughed. So I was fine. And I ran into, like, a Sephora, and I was like, I need some cosmetics to make it better. But yeah, so that was, like, a weird, so yeah, like, I'm convinced that me being sarcastic to a stranger is going to get me stabbed.
Yeah, that's true.
If yes. it's not a former member of Because Gloucester, it's going to be a schizophrenic in New York City.
Yeah.
Because I feel like, I don't know, like, maybe because I'm usually homebody and I go to, like, a few other places. It's like, where exactly would you have that kind of interaction in town? Like, you wouldn't, because I'm
train
also...
train station.
Well, that is definitely not a place I go. I drive by it and I'm like, nah, that's enough.
Yep.
But I'm also up at 5, like, I'm out the door at 5 a.m. or around that general time frame. So, like, I don't see people because I don't work here, and I don't hang out down here, you know. Oh, I did have that one time at your birthday with that fisherman at Stones.
Yep.
Yeah, and you guys didn't rescue me, and Jamie had to rescue me.
Yep.
Yeah, that was
I was
like,
times.
What the actual fuck, man? Like, glad my bartender's got my back. Thanks, guys. I'm like, I'm sitting there like, deer in headlights, deer. And I'm like, oh, no one's coming to rescue me. Because I have had that in Vegas where my roommate and I, or my teammates and I, mm-hmm. have done that. Like, you give that international sign and it's like, swoop in and yep. swoop out. Lena, so I had two friends from California come out here last year for Fiesta because I constantly was talking about Fiesta and they're like, all right, I need to see this damn thing in person.
Yeah.
And it did not disappoint. and one of them, I mean, we're so used to her getting hit on by almost everybody. I was like, are you wearing a parka when you're here? She's like, no, why? I'm like, yeah, you should. You should. And we were at formerly known as Katrina's. And yeah, her roommate had to be like, shutting this shit down, Bridge. I don't care if this is your uncle. I'm shutting this shit down. Like, I'm not related really to anyone here, so have at it.
Yeah.
She was like, no, we don't fuck like this. We don't play like this. We are from California. We're not doing this. Like, this old man was so persistent And at one point, I thought my friend was going to elbow him. Like, I am not getting arrested during Fiesta weekend because that is so cliche. Is so Please don't do that.
Yeah. And there was zero this year, apparently.
Zero arrests.
Yeah.
Zero.
They did a great job.
Good job.
They did a great job. Also, it was too fucking hot to do anything, from what I've been told. I don't know. I wasn't here.
I didn't do Fiesta this year. But yeah.
Neither did I.
No.
No. I did. You didn't. You didn't.
I did. I mean, I did the 5K, but like, that was
great. I know. It was amazing.
I'm so proud of myself. So,
that was really awesome. So when, what, did you know what you placed in your age group or anything like that?
I ran it in...
Is this your first race ever?
This is my first running ever.
Awesome.
Ever doing a race. I did Couch to 5K, the app.
Yes.
And it totally, like... I mean, just with everything, every weird health thing that was going on with me last year, I decided, I'm like, I'm going to join the gym. I usually walk everywhere during the summer. I'm like, right. I'm going to keep this up during the winter. I'll join the Y. And I was like, oh my God, what if I did, like, a 5K? And I did downloaded that little 5K app, and it was so helpful to, like, keep me honest. Yeah, it's awesome.
Right.
And I was like, oh my God, I'm going to do Fiesta 5. Like, that'll be a good, you know, like, you're supposed to do the training, quote unquote, in like 8 weeks. I'm like, I can start it in March and be ready by June. I was like, I know I'm a lazy, but it worked. And I did it in like 35 minutes, a little awesome. Under. And I think there were about 800 runners, and I placed like 572 or something.
That's amazing.
Somewhere in the middle. So yeah, that's like so everybody cool. that I've told, not that I, you know, pat myself on the back, but they said that that's
you
a good time.
Pat yourself on the back.
Yeah.
You just started running. You just started doing all that. Yeah. And to place in the middle, it's kind of amazing.
It was such a cool thing to see. Like, I mean, my dad's been a runner. Like, he always ran with, like, Austin Connors and all those people.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So he knows. Wow. Are you related to David Cox, the photographer?
No, none of the Cox. I know him very well because I love him. He's one of my favorite people. But, no, all the Cox families are, they're all different families.
Okay.
Yeah, but I love him.
Okay. So he knows all of those like old school Y guys like Joe Orange and all those people. So
like Joe Orange is two or three.
I have a funny Joe Orange story. I will come back to that. I don't know if it can be on the podcast, but I do have a funny Joe Orange story because I see him at the Y all the time. And my dad is like incredibly excited that I see Joe Orange
all the time.
Funny.
The dude's 95 and still walking in his shorts in the winter.
In his tail shanter and his Argyle sweater.
At the Y,
doing his little row thing like this. It cracks me up.
Listen, I want to be that agile and that still be able to move that well at that age.
The new Y needs a Joe Orange memorial. At least a bubbler. I don't know. Maybe
there will be something like when he passes. That's for sure. Like but he's not going
track.
Anywhere.
He used to be a gym teacher. He was my dad's substitute gym teacher when he was a kid. I mean, my dad's in his 70s, so I don't know at what age my dad had Joe Orange as a substitute gym teacher. But there's got
to
be some.
Sure,
of...
Dave will listen to this and probably find out for us.
Oh, I'm sure.
Dave. So we have
Dave who.
I don't know his last name. Okay. He's not in this country.
Okay.
Super fan Dave.
Yeah, he comments on every post that we do. Yeah.
Hi, Dave.
All of our other...
Are you single, Dave?
No,
he's definitely
married.
Definitely
congratulations.
Married. Dave and Kim. Yeah. He is the only person that listens to the podcast and comments. We have what we call secret listeners.
Closet listeners.
So that's everybody.
I'm being PC. Secret listeners. Thank you very much. Because if we were going to talk about closets, I mean, let's be real here. You got a big closet that one of you needs to fucking open soon. I'm just saying. now he gets it. He gets it. Oh, God. So we have secret listeners. We know that a lot of people are clicking on our podcast. We know a lot of people are clicking on the links. We know a lot of people are listening to it because they're telling other people that are on there that they're listening to it, but they're not telling us. Yeah. They're not telling Bridget and Alicia.
Not until I go and see Sally, and Sally says, Alicia Unleashed! And she's like, I love listening! I was like,
"That's so
you
funny.
Listen? Sally's like, yeah. I'm like, okay. Secret
Sally,
listener.
Secret listener, Sally. Hi, Sally.
Absolutely. Aww. My neighbor's... No. Go see Heather.
Where?
Go see Heather and get your chicken nuggets.
Chicken nuggets, I'm going to bring her to toy.
We have definitely gone off the rails now.
So funny. Secret listener. I know.
Hi, Harley. Yeah, so we have secret listeners. Shout out Dave Feeney. he outed himself as a listener because apparently with the Sammo episode that we just had,
A lot of people.
A lot of people went up to Sam on the beach and Sam out on the beach and was like, "Your podcast was so funny." I'm like, "Tell us that, please."
What
are you doing, kid?
What's happening?
What is happening?
I just silently slammed.
You know what? That's karma right there. The great divine.
I know you're a child. But me and my old lady digestive system just watched you polish off all of that spicy relish and cream cheese.
Yeah.
Dude, I think you need to get some Tums. Yeah, right? Like my poor belly. You're going to have like the night farts. I just, FYI.
Is your sister still in town?
By himself.
She complained yesterday.
Well, because you're gross.
Just as long as you aren't photographing your genitalia.
Someone's still living with his dad because Gloucester.
Yeah.
I got your grandmother.
In the basement.
Yeah. And I couldn't remember her name. That's what I was like. I just looked on her last name. I was like, DeWolf.
Louise the Wolf. The Wolf. Hello. All right, what are we at, Rich?
You really want to know?
Oh, God.
4 hours and 23.
Guess. No. I want you to guess now, and I'm keeping this
an
in.
1 hour and 24.
Anna?
I don't know. 3 hours and 47 minutes.
Tyler?
1 hour 48.
Ooh, 1 hour 41.
Shut up! Yep. We almost beat the John Jerome cast.
Well, I also took 13 minutes out of that, but whatever.
Okay, all right. Can I tell you about you can edit this out?
There's going to be a few edits.
Yeah, there might be.
Yes.
I actually confronted him on this.
They've been doing Ninja's costume for that long.
For 85 years.
Oh my God, I'm going to strangle you. I'm going to come across this table right now, Tyler.
We might have been, yeah.
It might have been,
We might have been the first Nature's classroom!
We were in the first Nature's classroom. Back in my day, you couldn't text your mother when you were homesick. You had to stay home and miss Nature's classroom because you were a baby.
So I didn't go to Nature's classroom for whatever reason, and I probably, looking back, like, oh, I wish I had gone because I probably would have had some friends in my sixth grade homeroom class. But yeah, so anyway, art class... I'm getting off topic. But anyway, I'm in my art class. Mrs. Redman, I'm sitting next to John Jerome, and he was such a little, like...
Little shit. Yeah, he was.
And speaking of little
and
shit...
And he'll admit it.
He'll admit it.
Oh, he knows.
I told him this story, and I think it's hilarious, but I remember that he was, like, kind of giving me, a goofy, hard time, and he was, like, making everybody laugh, and I was, like, the butt of his jokes. And speaking of the butt, he gets up, and he goes like this. He farts on me. And then he goes, Hannah, does that smell like chicken to you? And I was like, I don't know what I did. I probably cried. Knowing me, I probably burst out into tears. And I actually kind of thought it was hilarious that he thought it was, that he would do that. Because I think fart jokes are hysterical. Put that in my dating profile. And I remember just, John Jerome farted on Anna Benedict. And I remember, life goes on. And then I hadn't seen him for a while. And I waited on him. I used to work at the Walgreens down street, Walgreens in town. And I saw him and I was like, John, I don't know if you remember this, but you farted on me in sixth grade art class, and you probably thought you were being a jerk, but I thought it was hilarious, and he was just like, he didn't know what to say. He was like, I'm sorry? I was like, don't worry. I just wanted you to know that, I don't know, I had like a moment of ballsy overnight shifts. Like, I'm just going to, 3 a.m., I'm going to tell John Jerome he farted on me in sixth grade art class.
That's amazing.
Anyway, yeah, you can... that part out. Whatever.
No, that's an amazing story. We'll actually probably just, move that to the beginning.
Yeah, right?
Put that right at the beginning, too.
Yep. There's his promotion. Buy his album, he farted.
Which is interesting, also, because speaking of Nature's Classroom...
And it did smell like chicken. No, I'm just kidding. I don't remember.
And we'll just come full circle, because in my Nature's Classroom, that was the year after that they became more regulatory about what you could bring, because... the girls in the upstairs dorms from my room were known as the Powdered Moon Dance Room, which got everybody in trouble. What? Because the girls decided to take baby powder and throw it in the air and dance naked in their room with the windows so that the boys could see because they were across the way at the time. And let's just say that someone that we were on... that particular cruise with was in that room.
Oh.
Makes all sense, right?
Yeah.
Whoa. We'll talk about that off air, but yeah. We'll tell you that name off air.
Gotcha.
But yeah, so Nature's Class, that's also where I...
Amazing.
Is that your most embarrassing high school moment, is passing out?
No. I passed out in a ditch in Fort Dix in New Jersey during ROTC boot camp.
Oh, yeah, you did ROTC.
I did, yeah. And someone who, his little brother was on the podcast, which is an episode that will never air again. His brother found me. Actually, there was a lot of randos that found me in this ditch. I was like, but he was the one that was like, there's a problem. There's a girl in a ditch. I was like, thanks for not murdering me, kid.
I live in a
pit. Yeah. Wow. Yeah. No, my most embarrassing high school story. Oh, man.
Do we have time?
We don't even have time.
We don't have time. We're already at the end.
What else is not? I mean, if you can't laugh at yourself now about the past, like.
Exactly.
Why?
Right. Just, your past makes you a stronger person in the future, no matter what you go through.
Yeah.
Whether it's being farted on in the sixth grade or.
And sometimes it just makes you.
In high school or whatever.
Sometimes it just makes you douchier, and I'd rather. So we'd like to thank our neighbors for making all the noise tonight, because, you know, usually.
Yeah, no, it was pretty good. I mean, it was pretty much because of Gloucester. I mean, it was very silent before we got here, and now we started, and it's not, but. So here we are, episode 83, Anna B, everybody else, peace out.
Deuces.
Bye. I gotta pee.